Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Hey, good morning. Welcome to The Bright Side, friends. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. Our number today, 844-236-6010. 844-236-6010. And, excuse me, 844-236-6010 is our number if you want to comment or success story share, or if you have a question about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we can help you. 844-236-6010. We'll be speaking to the Futures, Dr. and Mrs. Future, about high-tech, virtual reality, the metaverse, and data privacy in the year 2021. The Futures are good friends of the program and very high-tech. We'll talk to Dr. and Mrs. Future at the bottom of the hour and get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase longevity products off the website. You can also sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team right off the website, brightsideben.com, criticalhealthnews.com, or pharmacistben.com. You can purchase longevity products and sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team also by calling 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for a one-time fee. You can be in business for yourself. You can be part of the billion-dollar nutritional business. I think it's about $100 billion now. And you can help pay it forward if you have benefited from nutritional supplementation. Spread the news, the gospel of nutrition, the gospel of good nutrition, the gospel, the good news of good nutrition. And you can make some money at the same time. The ideal win-win business opportunity. Call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more information. Or head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com and click on the Join the Team link. All right, Dr. and Mrs. Future will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls next segment, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. I want to continue talking about my favorite organ, the body's largest organ, the skin. Skin, about 16% of our bodies is the skin. Skin is such a huge part of our body. It's so ironic that we don't really understand how to take care of this beautiful, magnificent, intelligent, high-technology organ. Yes, it is an organ. It's multifunctional. It's got layers. It's got blood supply. It's got a neural supply. It's got cells that turn over all the time. It's a barrier, and it makes hormones, and it makes nutrients like vitamins. And it's just an amazingly complex, tightly regulated, and functional organ. Yet we really don't understand. In fact, when I was researching the skin when I was working for the Blistex Corporation back in the 1980s, there wasn't a lot of stuff about the skin. I'd have to spend hours and hours and hours to dig through papers and dig through journals and textbooks to try to find new information about the skin. It really wasn't out there. Our understanding of the skin didn't really get going until about the 1990s. Yet the skincare products we all use today are based in technology from the 1860s or before, predating cell theory. And that really, to me, is the missing link in skincare, is the cell. And I think that's the missing link in all of healthcare, actually. It's the cell. We don't understand the power of the cell. We don't leverage or exploit the power of the cell. We drug the cell. We extract the cell. We radiate the cell. We x-ray the cell. We electrocute the cell. But we don't nourish the cell. We don't deal with the cell at the most fundamental level of its needs, which are food, oxygen, and a clean place to do its work. And it's true about the entire body. Obviously, it's going to be true about the skin as well. The skin is constantly turning over. The skin we have this minute did not exist when this radio show began a mere 5 minutes ago. Our skin is constantly turning over. In fact, it's estimated that some half to 60% of the average dust ball is made up of skin cells that are just falling off into the sky. And this flopping off of skin cells is no mere accident. This flopping off of skin cell is really complex biochemistry. Skin cells stick to the skin, they stick to the body. That itself is complex biochemistry. How do skin cells stick to the skin, stick to the surface of the skin? Anybody ever wonder about that? What makes them sticky? And how come they fall off if they're sticky? They shouldn't fall off, or they should, if they're sticky, they shouldn't fall off. And if they're not sticky, you wouldn't have anything on the top. The surface of the skin, the stratum corneum, is made up of dead cells. These dead cells stick to each other via a glycoprotein, a sugar protein substance. Glyco meaning sugar, protein meaning protein. Glycoprotein is a sticky material that keeps dead skin cells on the surface. If dead skin cells are going to flop off, complex enzymatic chemistry has to occur correctly. Enzymes have to start working. And those enzymes require healthy skin. Those enzymes require moisture and water. Those enzymes require just the right pH, just the right acid levels. Those enzymes require bacteria, for that matter. Those enzymes require a lot of regulatory factors, and when those enzymes are not working, and when the regulatory factors aren't working, skin cells don't flop off as fast. And when skin cells don't flop off as fast, they stay on the top, and you see a white, ashy appearance on your skin. Not only that, but because flopping off of skin cells itself triggers the growth of new skin, new skin cells, new fibers, new moisture factors, if skin cells don't flop off correctly, our skin is not as healthy. And all of this can be related to the acid level of the skin. It can be related to the fat level of the skin. It can be related to the glycoprotein level of the skin. And it can be related to the microbiome of the skin, the bacteria that live on the skin. And by the way, as weird as it may sound, or even creepy as it may sound, there's trillions of bacteria living on the surface of the skin that are our best friends, or at least our skin's best friends, because they keep the chemistry operating efficiently. What happens when you use antibacterial soap? Guess what? You kill those bacteria. What happens when you use moisturizing creams with preservatives in them? Guess what? You kill those bacteria. What happens when you wash your face with chlorinated water and fluoride, or take a shower with chlorinated water and fluoridated water? Guess what? You kill those bacteria. Can you begin to see why our skin is not as healthy as it should be? Look at all the things we're doing incorrectly. From washing our face with soap and water, antibacterial soap no less, to using fluoridated water and chlorinated water to wash with, using antiseptic soap and using chlorinated water and fluoridated water, to using moisturizers and lotions and other products that have antibacterial preservatives in them, antimicrobial preservatives in them. You can see why our skin is not looking as good as it should. In the case of dry skin is so common. I would venture to say every single person listening to this program has experienced dry skin at one time or another. Skin is not supposed to be dry. Human skin has many features in it that keep it from being dry. But you can see, if you wash your face with chlorinated water, fluoridated water, if you wash your face or your body with soaps, antibacterial soaps, if you use body products, topical body products that have preservatives in them, which most of us do, you can see how the health of the environment of the skin is going to be less conducive to health than it should be. And that's the problem. That's why we have so many different skincare products and skincare companies, and nobody's talking about this, people. Everybody's saying, buy my product, buy this lotion. Nobody's talking about the fundamental problems in the construction of products and in how we take care of our skin. All right, I'm Pharmacist Benny. 442-36-6010 is our number. We'll be back right after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls in just a sec. We'll be talking to Dr. and Mrs. Future about the metaverse, exodus to virtual reality, and privacy concerns in the year 2021.
That's Dr. and Mrs. Future at the bottom of the hour, and we'll get your calls this segment, 844-236-6010. I want to read a quick letter I got this morning, which I thought was interesting. From Lorea. Lorea says, in Ben's latest email video, he speaks of Alcar. By the way, I do videos, Moment of Truth videos. I've done them in the past, and we're sending them out by email. If you're interested, send a note to info@criticalhealthnews.com, and you'll get an email video from me every couple of days or so. She asks, how valuable is Alcar as an anti-aging supplement? Alcar is acetyl L-carnitine. I've read this as well and wondering about someone who may have late-stage Alzheimer's, if it may help them. What does Ben feel about Alcar for those who are taking Synthroid and are hypothyroid? I've heard it is not a supplement to take if you've been diagnosed as hypothyroid. So for Lorea, I don't know why anybody would tell you not to use Alcar, acetyl L-carnitine, if you are hypothyroid or Synthroid. Or on Synthroid. In fact, it'll help you. It helps Synthroid, and Synthroid is used to treat hypothyroidism, and hypothyroidism is a disease that shows up, or a pathology that shows up as low energy. Alcar helps the body burn fat for energy. So much for that silliness. And as far as Alzheimer's go, any dementia, anytime you improve energy metabolism, especially fat energy metabolism, you're going to improve brain function. That includes just for ordinary thinking, let alone for dementia, let alone for the aging, the memory problems that are associated with aging. There's a supplement out now called Prevagen. You guys may have heard of it. It's being advertised like crazy for folks who are starting to lose their sharpness as they get older, who want to prevent that from occurring. Well, let me tell you something. Nothing beats essential fatty acids. Nothing beats vitamin E. Nothing beats Alcar, these basic nutritional supplements, for improving brain health. And, oh, by the way, you'll also improve heart health, too. And, oh, by the way, you'll have more energy. So if you're thinking about using these nootropic agents, you'd be way better off getting on your ultimate EFAs. Or starting the supplement with 400 international units of vitamin E. Or getting on a gram of acetyl L-carnitine every day. We're always looking for the sexy stuff, for the new stuff, the fancy schmancy stuff. It's true in skincare, too. In the world of skincare, there are always fancy ingredients that come out. I was just reading today, one of my supplier companies sent me an email, new ingredient, blah, 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 blah. Of course, I took a look at it and to see what this new latest ingredient was that they wanted me to buy and they wanted me to stick in my skincare products. And no surprise, I could have guessed what it was, or I could have guessed what type of product it was. It's Alpenheilmoor extract. Alpenheilmoor is a plant. It's a plant extract. Anytime you see a plant extract or an animal extract like Prevagen or any kind of extract from nature being marketed as a supplement for you to address a health issue, know that you'd be far better off using the Mighty 90 Essential Nutrients, always. There are some exceptions to it. Some plant extracts, like fucoidin stands out, are so powerful and multifunctional and so fundamental to biochemistry that you can get some advantages for them. But when you're looking at these herbal things, and I'm an herbalist, I've picked herbs, I've wildcrafted herbs, I've tinctured herbs, I had herbal pharmacy for many years. In fact, I have my new compounding pharmacy, I'll probably be tincturing herbs. And by the way, I do have a new compounding pharmacy, TruthRx, opening up here hopefully in the next week or two, and we'll be doing ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine for you guys who are interested in that. And I will definitely be keeping you in the loop on that one. In any case, when I'm formulating skincare products, I'm thinking about what is fundamental to the skin. When I'm working with people's health, I'm thinking about what's fundamental to their bodies. What is the biochemistry of their bodies? What is the biochemistry of the bodies depending on? The nutrients or the substances that the biochemistry of the body depends on, I call biogenic. Bio means biology, genic means genesis, has its beginnings in biology, has its beginnings in you. That's why I work with vitamin C, and that's why I work with vitamin A in skincare, that is. That's why I work with ionic minerals, plant-derived minerals in skincare. That's why I work with alpha hydroxy acids in skincare. In fact, those are the big four ingredients. If you want the only four ingredients you really need are alpha hydroxy acids, fat soluble vitamin C, retinol, and ionic minerals. Topically, I'm referring to, and you need a delivery system to get them there. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Let's go to the phone and say good morning to our friend Elaine. What is up, Elaine? How you doing?
Hello.
Elaine. I don't see you to have Elaine.
I cannot hear you. Can you hear me?
I'm sorry.
Wow.
Jason, is that on me?
Hello.
All right, Elaine, I'm not sure, but I can't seem to get you on.
I don't hear you.
Maybe call back if you want to talk. We only have a couple minutes, though, Elaine. I apologize for that. So anyway, for this gal who's worried about or is concerned about using Alcar, this amazing, amazing nutritional supplement that's readily available on the Internet or in health food stores, definitely take a gram a day. For anybody who has dementia concerns, anybody who has heart disease concerns, anybody who wants to lose weight, anybody who has energy problems, and bodybuilders and weightlifters are all hip to the power of acetyl L-carnitine, Alcar. But its claim to fame is on cerebral energy and on improving the metabolism of neurotransmitters. Let's see if we get Elaine here. Elaine, you there? I don't know what's going on. I'm sorry, Elaine.
Hey.
Elaine?
Hey, pharmacist.
No, I'm sorry, Elaine. Jason, I don't know what's going on. We'll have to fix that. Elaine, I apologize. Something's going on. I can't really get to you.
Can you hear me?
So you'll have to call back tomorrow. There's Elaine?
Hey.
Elaine.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I don't know what that was. Was that me or you?
I don't know. Maybe it's the Chinese government, because I wanted to talk about this early treatment medical summit this last weekend with Dr. Robert Malone.
Oh, yeah? Where was that? I did not hear about it.
Oh, yeah. It was in Anchorage, and it was amazing.
Oh, wow. So early treatment. They talked about it. You have to say it real quick, because we only have a minute. I want to hear.
Yeah.
They talked about... Go ahead.
It was called the Early Treatment Medical Summit for Early Outpatient Treatment of COVID-19. And one statement that just blew me away, they said that here we are 2 years in this, and the federal government has no guidelines for early outpatient treatment.
Early outpatient treatment, in other words, when you get it, when you first get it? Like
Exactly. A beautiful analogy he gave, Dr. Ryan Cole, he said it's basically as if you were showing signs of a UTI and you call your doctor and your doctor says, well,
lockdown.
Stay at home and just wait for it to go into your kidney, and then you have to go to the ER. It was so educational.
What do they say? What do they suggest for early treatment, Elaine?
They have a whole 8x10, not only the ivermectin and the hydroxychloroquine, but everything from the vitamin D, the zinc, the vitamin C, everything we're hearing from entities other than our federal government. But one suggestion, they said selenium, and I think it's
selenium
wrong.
Selenium is awesome. I'm glad they're... Go ahead.
Real quick, 100 to 200 milligrams per day. That should be micrograms, right?
Micrograms, and it should be about more than that. Hey, will you call back tomorrow? Okay. I want to talk about that. I'm going to do some research.
Yeah.
I'm glad they're talking about selenium. That's awesome. All right. Thanks, Elaine. Appreciate it. Dr. and Mrs. Future coming up next. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be right back.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends Glucogel from Youngevity.
Get on the Glucogel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the Glucogel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints as well as the circulatory system. And also the Glucogel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The Glucogel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering Glucogel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Now that Senate Democrat Joe Manchin says he will not vote for the legislation, it looks like Democrats are not going to be able to overcome Republican opposition in the Senate to pass President Biden's roughly $2 trillion Build Back Better bill. Tom Cotton, the U.S. Senator from Arkansas, says
At a time when we have almost $30 trillion in debt, this bill would add $5 trillion to it. We have the worst inflation in 40 years. This bill would add fuel to the fire of inflation.
The Republican Cotton speaking there on Fox News Sunday Night in America. President Biden's Build Back Better agenda would focus on issues from health care to education, climate change, and tax laws. The NHL and Players Association announcing cross-border games are now being postponed for the upcoming week because of rising COVID cases. And this is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Republicans say Democrats are ignoring the nonpartisan agency that they used to champion as they try to pass that Build Back Better plan. An update from USA Radio's Brad Bernards.
The White House and President Joe Biden have turned on the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office when it exposed the cost of the Build Back Better Act, including Press Secretary Jen Psaki calling its latest scoring fake. But Representative Pete Sessions, Republican of Texas, said on Newsmax, the only thing fake is the White House. Psaki and Democrats lying to the American people about the zero cost of their progressive spending plan.
How can you say it is completely paid for when the CBO score is $3 trillion different?
Yeah.
And the bottom line is that's what they want. And so they're hoping that the people who hear on their stations hear what they hear, and the people that are on conservative stations then know the truth.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
And Elizabeth Warren has tested positive for COVID-19, the Democratic U.S. Senator making the announcement by Twitter, saying despite a negative COVID test result just earlier this week, she then tested positive today, Sunday, with a breakthrough case. Warren adds she's only experiencing mild symptoms. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We are back on the Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thanks for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24/7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. We've got 11 years of archived information, daily programs, lots of great health information up at brightsideben.com, as well as the longevity products. If you want to purchase longevity products, you can also click on the Join the Team link if you want to sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team and start a home-based business, be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement field, and help change the world at the most basic level there is, which is the level of good health and nutrition. Call 866-735-2470 if you want to speak to a real live human being, or hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, also my blog pharmacistben.com, and our news posts and news stories and blog posts and videos and interviews are all up at criticalhealthnews.com with a Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to start yourself a home-based business.
Also want to remind you to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy, and I will be opening up a new compounding pharmacy dedicated to skin health, hopefully in the next week or two, as soon as I get inspected by the State Board of Pharmacy. I formulated all Truth Skin Health products in my previous compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with eczema, psoriasis, burns, dry skin. What I found is when you heal the skin, you beautify the skin. No surprise there. If you've been listening to this program, you certainly understand the relationship between healing and beauty and health and beauty. True Skin Health products are health products for your skin. That is what's wrong with skincare. Skincare products are not health products. They're cosmetic products. Cosmetic means superficial. Cosmetic means to rearrange. Cosmos means order. Cosmetics are about ordering things. What we really need when we really should be using when we're using our skincare products are health products that change the health milieu of the skin. And that's what Truth Skin Health is all about. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our Truth Skin Health products. They're all available at Truth Treatments with an S, truthtreatments.com, and our 2,000 plus 4 and 5 star reviews at truthreviewed with a D.com. Okay, I am super stoked to talk to our guest today. Alan and Son Lundell, the doctor and host of the Dr. and Mrs. Future show. I just call them Dr. and Mrs. Future. They've been doing the show for over a decade, 12 years, covering everything from high-tech breakthroughs to the evolution of consciousness. Two of my favorite people on the planet, Al and Son Lundell, Dr. and Mrs. Future. Please welcome Dr. and Mrs. Future to the Bright Side. Hey, guys.
Hey, Ben.
Hi, Ben.
Congratulations on 11 years for your show. That's fantastic.
11 years. Now, are you a 12 or 13?
We're 12.
12 years, okay. Yeah, that's a long time to do a program, isn't it?
I know you think about it. Okay.
It's a really long time. I was a different person when I started.
We have bridged the old world to the new world. It's really amazing how different
I love it. You know, I was thinking that over the weekend, not just in the last 10 years, 5 years, but in the last year. I don't think people, it has hit people that in just the last year and a half, we'll say, or maybe two now since this whole thing began, how much the world has changed, how much of it is online, how much we now understand that it'll take 2 or 3 weeks or 2 or 3 months to get a dishwasher, you know, so all the supply chain things that are going on, the movement towards surveillance, digital surveillance, the passports, and, you know, all the stuff that's happening in the last year and a half that are almost becoming normalized. And that's one of the things I wanted to talk to you about today. Have we become inured to the fact that now we're part of almost like a Borg-like entity in terms of how we're being shared, how the boundary, the sanctity of the boundary of our skin is being violated more and more over time, and we're becoming like a hive? Has all of this become normalized to the point where we don't even pay attention to it anymore?
I
don't think so.
Yeah, I think we do get used to new things pretty fast. Look how everyone's having their phones with them now, the smartphones. That was it's ubiquitous, and we're all used to it. But 10 years ago, not so much. You know, when we started.
Well, I was going to say the way that you phrase it is that we've moved into kind of a dystopian surveillance world.
I didn't say dystopian. I wasn't labeling it dystopian. No, but I know what you're saying. It sounds dystopian. I don't know necessarily that it's dystopian. That's what I'm asking. Do you think that it's a bad thing necessarily, or is it an inevitable thing, and is it something that people are just getting used to?
Well, my response to that is that there are many grains of sand on the beach, and beyond a certain point, it's stupid to count them. And when you start talking about the metaverse and the world of data that we construct mm-hmm. around ourselves, you are talking about a world that needs to be more efficient, not less efficient, than the actual world. And so this idea of the surveillance state, mm-hmm. These are backwards-looking ways of thinking about the information revolution. Mm. They're not really accurate in terms of what our human priorities actually are.
So you don't see it necessarily as a bad thing. Is what I'm hearing you say.
I don't see it as bad or good because it's an expression of human nature, and so we will every step of the way be expressing our preferences and our choices and our priorities and our values, and that will be encapsulated in the technology because we are creating it to serve our needs.
Yeah. So we're still in charge. But here's the thing, though. What do you say about, like, cashless? Let's just give one example. Cashless society and social credit systems. You're familiar with what I'm talking about? Where you're a good boy or a bad boy, or a good girl or a bad girl, and your money is controlled, or your ability to travel is controlled, or your ability to go to restaurants or go to food stores or shop certain ways. And this is already happening in some parts of the world. That there is these
passports.
Yeah, like what do they? If they want to, if the powers that be want to induce people to get an injection, say, I'm just hypothesizing here, and ultimately they have control over your ability to travel via a passport system. You don't have a certain stamp, or you don't have a certain digital tag. You can't go on a bus. Are you concerned that our ability to manipulate information is heading in that direction?
It's
possible.
It's certainly possible, but my response to that is, again, that's happening, but the arc of history is long, and mm-hmm. we are at a birthing moment mm-hmm. in this of our society. We have never had a society like the one we're creating now. Mm-hmm. However, we have had societies where overlords try and dominate the serfs. However, those forms of political organization have shown themselves to be inadequate, and in the future, the technology, the information sphere is going to serve mm-hmm. the people that are using it. And centralized systems in a massive information system are very inefficient. So decentralization and self-organizing patterns are going to prevail.
Yeah, new models. Like, and also I think that that you're going to see a re-understanding of politics. Can you imagine with instantaneous teleportation anywhere on the planet, what we have in virtual reality, that what that will do to nation-state boundaries?
There won't be. I see that as being the first victim or the first casualty of this movement is the nation-state boundary. And when you think about it, the nation-state is not that old. The concept of the nation-state is like 600 years old or something, right? So it's kind of like a little blip in history. So you think it'll be like unified into a one world government kind of thing? Hang on to that thought because we got to take a break. Because that's a buzzword. That's a buzzword. You know, everybody's talking about that. So hang on to that because I really want to address that. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Dr. and Mrs. Future. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Dr. and Mrs. Future of the Dr. and Mrs. Future show. Dr. Future was the first West Coast editor of Byte magazine back in the day, back in the early days. He's been witnessing firsthand the rise of Silicon Valley's high-tech culture and also written for Mondo 2000, which was the precursor to Wired magazine. Mrs. Future runs Virtual World Studio along with Dr. Future, create a media company based in Santa Cruz, and I've known the Futures for, gosh, I don't know, 10 years or so. And before we went to break, Dr. and Mrs. Future, you were talking about this idea of one world government, or I thought of it when you said how boundaries, nation states are going to be dissolving. And I've been thinking that for a couple of years now.
I think you're thinking that, Ben, because you're seeing we need a new metaphors for understanding what's happening. So much change going
that.
On it. You and I, Mr. Future, are drawn more towards biological metaphors for understanding the future.
Yeah.
And as, you know, maybe this is some kind of exonervous system forming with the Internet.
I love it. I think it is. An exonervous system. It reminds me of the Tower of Babel, Dr. Future, how we tried to build. You know the story of the Tower of Babel? Do you know the biblical story of that? You're laughing, so I assume you do know it. So in the Tower of Babel, they tried to be God, basically, is the metaphor, right? They tried to touch God. And so what happened was they got... Go ahead.
Go ahead. Well,
I was going to say...
You finished.
I was going to say that they got punished for it, metaphorically speaking, anyway, from trying to reach God.
Yeah.
And are we doing the same thing?
No. See, here's how you have to look at it.
We'll reconnect it.
The Earth is alive. And the Earth is a being, and its intelligence is expressed through nature. And the living systems of Earth are actually the equivalent of any animal on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
That there are a whole bunch of unified subsystems that make the thing alive.
Mm-hmm.
So our
I agree.
System, what you're calling the Tower of Babel, I'm calling the billion brain cells that allow a planetary intelligence to exist.
How about this? The way a spider secretes a web of protein and whatever makes up a web, we secrete the things that we make, including this neural internet. We're secreting it like a spider secretes or like a plant secretes. You think?
We kind of are, and we hope, you know, and hopefully the architects, which we all are at this point, we all get to play a role in how it evolves. So if you're tuned into nature and you go into cyberspace, you're probably going to do some amazing things.
Wow.
You know, in terms of how to create structure.
And Bruce says that the purpose of our DNA is to transform the invisible universe into the matter
love
universe.
It. And I love it. I love it.
In thought and matter, our DNA. So our intrinsic nature is to turn what we're thinking and dreaming and imagining into something that is real.
Yeah. Yeah. Ideas. We take our ideas and make them tangible or make them substance. Yeah. I don't say real because that implies your imagination's not real. But we take our imagination and make them material.
That's what I meant, yes.
Yeah. It's just victims. We can help create it. And
yeah, that's awesome. That's powerful. We can do it in our individual lives. We can construct our lives that way. In fact, we do construct our lives that way, except it's our subconscious that does the work and not our conscious, would you say?
Mostly, yeah. Yeah, just our consciousness is, I think, like...
It's sub. It's, we operate sub. Really,
everything is automated. That's how it works, you know?
Yeah. The trick is to be conscious about your creation. Instead of letting the subconscious part of you do the creating, which is based on the past usually, become conscious and proactive, don't you think?
Well, be conscious of creating a good navigation through reality for yourself. Where does your body want to be? Where is it healthy for your mind to do its thing?
And also, if your preferences are going to be used to design what you do with your time, you need to be in a society that values your individuality. So
that's a key. I was going to say that when you talked about the one world thing, when we were talking about the one world government. It's not that the one world government itself is bad. It's if it stifles individuality that is bad. As long as you can maintain individuality somehow and still have centralized control, I think there's a like kind of like a balance of that, a yin-yang of that, a particle wave, if you will.
Different layers of the nervous system, they all simultaneously work together.
Yeah, so we can have a centralized government, but you have to have individuality that's respected and honored.
It can be centralized, not despotic.
Yeah, real feedback loops.
Yeah, there has to be feedback loops, and like Sun's just said, it doesn't have to be despotic. But the nature of human beings are that it will be despotic.
Well, the old nature of
good. I like that. I like the way you guys think. Hey, listen, I have so many things I want to talk to you about, but I would be remiss if in our last few minutes we didn't discuss this thing called the metaverse. Simply put, very, very simply, be as simple as you can. I'm just a pharmacist, so just be as dumb it down as much as you can. What is this thing called the metaverse that I keep hearing about, and Facebook is now Meta?
The term refers to a convergence of physical, augmented and virtual reality into a shared online space.
Wow. Say that again slowly. Physical, virtual, and what was the other one?
The convergence of physical, augmented, and virtual reality into a shared space.
So in other words, merging of the physical with the augmented and the virtual.
Yes. Yes. Apple Glasses will try to do that. It's where you put on the glasses and your computer universe is layers that are imposed upon your experience of your vision, you know, reality.
What happened to Google Glasses? Nobody wanted to wear them.
Well, they're all experiments. It's like trying to invent a new world here, so we have to get it right. Google Glass didn't immerse you. It didn't have any of the virtual reality stuff. It wasn't really good at superimposing a virtual on physical universe. Like you want to go to your house and you have a blank wall in front of you, you turn that into a screen. You know, so with the glasses on, that's where you check your email, things like that. So it's all integrated, and that's the challenge is that who gets it right for that. It's like the challenge with virtual reality was to get put on the headset and not get dizzy.
Right. I remember the old ones. How far away are we from a functional metaverse where it all works seamlessly, augmented, virtual, and physical?
Yeah, well, you see, here's another point, how much fun it is. It depends on how much fun it is. Because, you know, Dr. Fuchs's theory of biology is that that's your fun.
I like that.
It's not fun to happen.
That's awesome.
Anything, you know, simple, you know, and yet profound, because biology really wants the best experience.
I call it party yoga. Did I ever tell you about party yoga? I think I told you about that. That's kind of, it's like there's a yoga fun, a connecting, and the whole idea of fun is very underappreciated in our puritanical pilgrim-derived culture.
Fun all the way down. I mean, I think cells have fun.
It's fun all the way down. That's great. I love that.
Yeah.
It's fun. Cells have fun, right? Cells are having fun. They're playing. Yeah.
Yes. You know, if it wasn't, why would they bother?
That's great. I love that. Why would anything bother if it's not fun?
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to work on that. That's pretty delicious.
We need a better academic to understand fun.
Perhaps, you know. Yes. Yes. Yeah. It's like, what if everything was fun? What if your work was fun? What? And what stops it from being fun?
What stops life
from being fun?
It ultimately comes down to your choices moment to moment.
But nobody, if you ask somebody, they say, of course, yeah, I want to have fun. But what stops us from that? Is it conditioning? Is it survival?
As a responsibility. Needing to make money. Needing to do this to get that.
Does that preclude fun? Does that preclude fun? You should be able to have fun doing all that. Yeah.
No, we can include fun.
So Ben, because different people have different priorities. They stack it in different orders. I mean, for some people, being sad is fun.
Do you think ultimately at the bottom there's fun, even if you're sad or depressed or grieving or whatever it is, at the bottom there's a certain juice to it?
Perspective.
Yeah. Well, it is and it isn't, you know? I mean, there's when you're having fun, you know it. It's sort of, no.
That's great. If you ask somebody if they're grieving, if they're having fun, they would probably not agree with it. But from deductive reasoning, if you believe that everything starts off with fun, just using deduction, you'd say, well, you must be having fun on some level. There must be a payoff. But But you know what? You got to be careful about that. Dr. Mrs. Future is always too fast. You know, it's always when we chat, and I love talking to you guys. So hopefully you'll come back on. What's that?
On and we'll talk. We'll be on our show, and we'll continue for another show.
I would love that, Doc. I would love that, guys. Thank you so much for being on the Bright Side. Talk to you soon. Alan Sumlundell, the doctor and Dr. and Mrs. Future of the Dr. and Mrs. Future Show on KSCO. And that is all the time we have for today. Thanks so much for listening to the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's BrightsideBen.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.